But, said Pandora, when he finds the knot untied, he will know that I have done it. How shall I make him believe that I have not looked into the box? And then the thought came into her naughty little heart that since she would be suspected of having looked into the box, she might just as well do so at once. The enchanted face on the lid of the box looked at her bewitchingly, and she seemed to hear, more distinctly than before, the murmur of small voices within. She could not tell whether it was fancy or not, but there was quite a little tumult of whispers in her ear, or else it was her curiosity that whispered, "Let us out, dear Pandora, pray let us out, we will be such nice pretty playfellows for you, only let us out." What can it be, thought Pandora, is there something alive in the box? Well, yes, I will take just one peep, only one peep, and then the lid shall be shut down as safely as ever. There cannot possibly be any harm in just one little peep. How Troubles Came into the World. But it is now time for us to see what Epimetheus was doing. This was the first time since his playmate had come that he had tried to enjoy any pleasure in which she did not take part. But nothing went right, nor was he nearly so happy as on other days. He could not find a sweet grape or a ripe fig. Or, if ripe at all, they were overripe and so sweet as to be distasteful. There was no gladness in his heart. He grew so uneasy and discontented that the other children could not imagine what was the matter with him. Neither did he himself know what ailed him any better than they did. For at the time we are speaking of, it was everybody's nature and habit to be happy. The world had not yet learned to be happy, not a single soul or body since these children were first sent to enjoy themselves on the beautiful earth had ever been sick or out of sorts. At length, discovering that somehow or other he put a stop to all the play, Epimetheus thought it best to go back to Pandora. But with a hope of giving her pleasure, he gathered some flowers and made them into a wreath, which he meant to put upon her head. The flowers were very lovely, roses and lilies and orange blossoms, and a great many more, which left a trail of fragrance behind as Epimetheus carried them along, and the wreath was put together with as much skill as could be expected of a boy.